Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining me today. I am Dave Whitechalk. I am the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today, the topic that we're going to be talking about is how to be as effective as possible as a realtor. And there was a book written by Peter Drucker almost 60 years ago now called The Effective Executive. And one of the key principles in that book was that things that get measured get improved. And it couldn't be more true in the real estate business. You really need to know your numbers if you want to improve. And it's shocking to me how many realtors don't know their numbers. I'll have a conversation with a realtor and I'll just say something like, hey, how many houses did you sell last year? Something that's, you know, pretty straightforward. And you could see them kind of counting in their head. Well, I did this one, that one. You should know that. Like, if you're in real estate, the very least, you should know how many houses you sold. I mean, how many times did you represent the buyer? How many times did you represent the seller? These are things that you have to be aware of, because there's no way you can scale what you're doing. There's no way you can improve upon what you're doing if you're not sure something as simple as how many houses did I sell. The other thing that you have to do is you really have to know where these sales come from. So first things first, right? Let's figure out how many houses did we sell. The next thing you should do is sit down and say, all right, where did these leads come from? Are these people that I met through my relationships, my sphere of influence? Maybe they were referrals. Did they come from a B&I group that I'm in, from a past client? Is it a paid lead source that got me this lead? Or was I circle prospecting around a house that I had just sold or just listed or whatever it may be? And the reason why you have to know that is because in order to improve what you're doing, you have to know where your clients are coming from. One of the things that we talk about, or I talk about all the time when I'm talking about with marketing, as far as how we're getting leads, I say that the challenge with marketing is 50% of it works and 50% of it doesn't. But what makes it really challenging is figuring out which 50% is actually working. So every time, you know, you're spending money or you're spending time, as far as lead generation is concerned, you have to know where those leads are coming from. It allows you to double down on the things that are working, and it allows you also to maybe eliminate the things that aren't working, or maybe there's a way to alter them or adjust them to make them a little bit more effective as far as your marketing strategy is concerned. And the other thing I would say too is when it comes to marketing, there's a million things out there for realtors to do. And I say it all the time, everything works as long as you do, right? Like every strategy that you want to invest time or money into, it will work if you put the work in. So with that being said, I think you have to be honest about the things that you feel comfortable doing and the things that you don't feel real comfortable doing. Because if you don't enjoy your prospecting methods, chances are you're not going to want to do them. And even if you do them, you're probably not going to be really good at it. Some people really love cold calling. Other people are petrified to cold call. And you have to be honest about what that is. I hear realtors say sometimes when they come into the business, they'll say, you know, Dave, my strategy is once I get a few sales under my belt, then I'm going to start investing money into my advertising to really grow. And I always say, well, that sounds great, but how are you going to get your first few clients if people don't know you're in the business? You cannot, you know, I say it all the time. You can't put the cart in front of the horse here, right? In order for people to know what you do, you have to tell them what you do. And that comes from marketing. So You have to be honest about the things that you're willing to do. Maybe paid lead sources work for you. Maybe you have a great sphere of influence. Maybe you have other business relationships that you can call on. You just have to know what that is. The other thing is too, when it comes to paid leads, I see sometimes people talk about paid leads as though it's this terrible thing. And I just don't think that's true. You know, if that's an effective way for you to meet people and get clients, I think it's something that you should be doing. Now, one thing that you should know, though, you should know like your Goldilocks spend point, if you will. I say it all the time. If you spend $2,000 a year on marketing and that generates $20,000 in income, that's a 10-to-1 return. So now what if you doubled it? What if you spent $4,000 a year? Would that create $40,000? And then if you spent $6,000, would it create $60,000? Like, you should figure out the point where as you increase the spend, you increase your return. Now, if you're spending $6,000 a year and it generates $60,000 in income, but then you increase your spend from $6,000 to $9,000, but you still generate $60,000 in income, scale it back. You don't want to be spending money unless the return on investment is there. And there's no way you can know that unless you measure the things that you're doing daily. Another thing you want to ask yourself is about your schedule. Is your schedule allowing you to be successful? I'm a believer in time blocking. I think it's one of the things that we have to do more of in this industry. You have to treat real estate like a job. It's not a hobby. It's not when I'm busy, I'll slow down. When I'm not busy, I'll increase. You have to take a consistent approach if you want to be a successful realtor. And so many people, I think, get it wrong when it comes to that. Sometimes when they're busy, the tendency is to scale back a little bit. And when they're not really having, you know, the leads that they need, they try to do more. I actually think it should be in the opposite direction of that. In the spring and summer, when clients are everywhere, you got to work harder. It's just the nature of the business. And sometimes it's okay to take a break when things are a little bit slower. I think a lot of times we do that backwards. And another thing about your leads, you have to track them in some way, whether it's a CRM or whether it's something as simple as a notebook. You have to put your clients in a spot where you know how to get in contact with them, where you can stay in steady contact with them. You should be sending out holiday cards. You should be sending out anniversary cards. You should be friends with your past clients on Facebook so you can congratulate them on the anniversary of a sale or whatever it may be, to let them know that you're still in the business, you're still there to help them if needed, and that's what's going to allow a lot of business to come back to you. Again, am I doing things that I should be delegating, right? And I can't stress enough how important it is to have a transaction coordinator or a personal assistant or an admin that can take some of the things away that you don't love doing. I remember the first time I hired somebody to cut my grass. I was blown away with how quickly they did it and how well they did it. And after I saw that the first time, I realized I was never cutting grass again. Well, the same thing works in real estate as well. One thing I don't enjoy in real estate is the abundance of paperwork that we have to do in the job. So I hired a transaction coordinator to write all my contracts for me. And that, without a doubt, has allowed me to sell more homes, to be more effective. And it also takes away one of the few pain points I have in this industry, which makes me like my job even more. So you need to think about that. If you can delegate some of the tasks that you don't want to do, you have to do it. It'll allow you to grow. It'll allow you to reach more people. And another thing I think you have to be honest with yourself when you're looking at reflection on what it is that you're doing, ask yourself, are you in the right role in this industry? I see some people that you know, they'll say, hey, I want you to join my team. And I think to myself, you should be on a team. You shouldn't be starting a team, right? Until you have an abundance of leads and until you have an abundance of clients where you honestly can't service everybody effectively enough, you know, starting a team probably isn't the right thing for you. You need to focus first on becoming successful. Once you find that success and once you have the clients, then you can adjust whether you need a buyer agent or whether you need, you know, someone that can help you with the day-to-day things that you're doing. So you really need to be sure that you're in the right role. And most importantly, have an accountability partner. Have someone that once you figure out what it is that makes you be successful, like you should know how many calls I need to make before I get a buyer or a seller or whatever it is. And then you should have someone that would hold you accountable to doing those things to make you successful. Whether that's your broker, whether that's a friend, maybe that's someone else in the industry that you're working together, a coach, a mentor, whatever it may be, someone should be holding you accountable because, as I said, what gets measured gets improved. And we have to do this job on purpose. We have to do this job with intention. We need to know what we're doing. We need to know where our leads come from so we can look back, be reflective, double down on what's working, and eliminate or improve the things that aren't working. Those are the things that's going to lead to success in your real estate career. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.